With fall in full swing, more moments call for more comfort. Mack Weldon's got you covered with comfortable, easy-to-layer clothes designed for cooler days and timeless style. Their new Ace line, inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, combines everyday comfort with long-lasting, confident looks you can count on. For over a decade, Mack Weldon has designed timeless, innovative menswear to help you move through the day with confidence. With the new Ace line, looking effortlessly sophisticated this fall is easy and comfortable. Stock up on crazy cozy sweatpants, shorts, and sweatshirts that elevate your style. They even have blazers, if you're lucky enough to grab one while they're in stock. Mack Weldon balances classic pieces with updated details to keep you looking sharp, not flashy. Just classic, always in style, and made from the world's most comfortable performance materials. Fall into comfort with Mack Weldon's Ace Collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MackWeldon.com, promo code MACK25.
Well, hello and welcome, everybody. This is your host, Kendi Foster. I'm so glad to have you on this episode of the Voices of Courage. I got a very special guest with me today. We'll get to him in a minute. You know, we're going to be talking today about the courage to make shifts in leadership. Now, this is leadership, not just in business. This is leadership in your relationships, leadership in your home, leadership in your family, leadership in your leading your own body, right? Your body, your mindset. Where does leadership, where does real leadership start from, right? Well, let me say this, that real leadership starts from a place of values. It starts from a place of what do you value in your world, right? And, you know, it's not just a thought like, what do I value? It's taking time to really write that down and then ask yourself, you know, here are my highest values. Am I living those values right now? And, you know, you can kind of tell if you're living your highest values or not, because if you're not, it leaves symptoms, okay? It leaves symptoms of maybe guilt or shame or overwhelm or stressed out or not feeling exactly well. You know, yeah, everybody has some of that going on now and then, right? So that's what happens. But when you step into real leadership, it does take a little courage. It takes courage to look at your mindset. Look at your beliefs, look at your values, look at your wisdom that you've developed over the years, your experience, and kind of look at what is the root cause of my successes, but not only that, what's the root cause of my failures? I have a practice that I do every day. You know, I'm a kind of an introspective guy. Right. So at the end of the day, I've been doing this for years, decades, actually. I've been asking what works for me today, what didn't work today, what can I do to improve tomorrow? Now, imagine if you did that every single day and you had 365 little steps that you took to improve, how would your life be different, especially in your leadership area over the next 12 months? I would say that it would be amazing. So we have to shift our thinking. But one of the ways we shift our thinking is we get really clear with, let's say, 1 year from now, what is it that, how will you look? How will you feel? What do you be saying to yourself if you really stepped into powerful leading yourself into the ways that you know are right for you to upshift your mind, upshift your body, upshift your thinking, upshift your love, your compassion? I wonder how that would be for you. Well, that's what we're talking about today. We're talking about leadership And we're talking about feeding your mind the right information. We're talking about consistency and repetition. Repetition is the mother load of success. If you only listen to this show one time, your chances of remembering it, I think it's like, 10, 15%. But if you listen to it two times, three times, four times, the more you listen to it, repetition is the mother load of success. Why? Because you're imprinting your mind more and more on the principles of success that will assure your success in the areas that you are choosing to have. Today, we're talking again about leadership. All right. So I want to take a quick break. And when I take a quick break, we're going to come back. I'm going to introduce you to my very special guest. We'll be right back. Well, welcome back to the show. I'm so glad you're here. This is your host, Kendi Foster. My very special guest is Dr. Sam, and I'm going to try to get his name right. It's Adeyemi. Sam Adeyemi. How did I do, Sam?
Perfect.
Well, let me introduce you to my audience. Sam is a PhD. He's a global speaker. He's a strategic leadership expert. He's a minister. I love that about you. And an author who has influenced millions of people on success and leadership through his radio, television, conferences, and information products for more than 25 years. He shifts mindsets and helps leaders see possibilities and become those possibilities. More than 52,000 alumni have graduated from Dr. Sam's leadership school, and he's the author of Shifts, 6 Steps to Transform Your Mindset and Elevate Your Leadership. It's produced by Wiley, my publicist, and so much more. Sam, it's great, really great to have you on the show. I'm so happy. I'm glad you got the new book out. That's awesome. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Ken, for having me here. You have been so kind to me. You wrote an endorsement for Shifts, my new book, and I just wanted to say thank you.
Well, thank you, for acknowledging that. But I have to tell you, I'm the one that was honored when you asked me to do that. So I appreciate everything you've done for so many people in the world. And for me and you to be connected, it's an honor for me. Thank you.
Thank you, Ken.
Well, all right. You have more than you've helped like 3 million CEOs or some crazy number out there. Okay. Upshift their professionalism and upshift their thinking. I'm not sure where we start with that, but let's just start with what motivated you to start getting into this world and upshifting your thinking so you could teach others.
Oh, thank you, Ken. It was a personal experience. I grew up in Africa, grew up in Nigeria, and my dad was, he used to work for the government and then started his own business. It was a construction business. And I literally grew up on construction sites, right? So I then went to college to study civil engineering. And while I was in college, I was a director in his company. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I wasn't going to work for anybody. I had my work waiting for me in my dad's construction company. However, the business went down before I was through college. So when I got out, I had to search for a job. And that was hard. It took me almost 2 years to get a job. And during that period, our family went through an experience we had never been through before. I mean, when you would wake up and there was absolutely nothing to eat in the house, my dad could not pay rent. In fact, there was a time he was taken to court by the landlord, and I went with him to court because he couldn't pay rent, right? So things were really, really difficult. And here was I, fresh graduate from college, with my future ahead of me, and everything looked bleak. And I became desperate, desperate. I was trying so many things, applying to so many places. And I began to ask myself, I can't be finished even before I start. Is there any sure way
It sounds like you were finished before you started.
Good night.
I'm getting depressed just listening to you. But yeah, go ahead. Well, I know this has a good ending, so go ahead.
Right. So that was it. It was so tough for me, but I began to read books. I was trying to find out, are there any principles, any sure steps one can take to get a good outcome in life? And that was when I read Tough Times Never Last, But Tough People Do by Robert Schuller. And that was where my mindset began to change, because I read in the book, attitudes are more important than facts. That almost twisted my brain. I mean, what are you telling me? Facts are facts, right? I don't have a job. And then he says, oh no, what you think and how you feel are more important, because at the end of the day, they will determine the ultimate outcome. And then I got to read many other books since then. So at some point, I just I looked around and just got this inspiration to go on radio and to share those things that I was reading and that I knew.
I love that. Well, you know, it's Schuller was one of my favorite authors too, way back in the day. I just loved him. I loved the fact that he loved God, and I liked the fact that he understood the mind. And you know what you just said, I mean, you know, when our attitude is right, when we have an energy frequency vibration of I can, I will, I must, there's something that shifts in us, and we attract the people, places, and things into our lives when we can hold that vibration. And you know, it's easy to talk about, it's not that easy to do.
Okay. Right.
Yeah.
Right. That's why most people don't do it, actually.
Yeah. Well, that's why we need books like you. So you got a new book out. Okay. It's called Shifts.
Yes.
S-H-I-F-T-S. What's that an acronym for?
Thank you. So it's actually a build up on that understanding that our lives actually transform from the inside. I was trying to find a formula for transformation, right? I was trying to find a formula for transformation because somewhere along the line, I heard from Rick Warren that the heart of the matter is a matter of the heart. So then the big question, my research question was, how do I change my heart? Right? How do I change my heart? And I just got this inspiration about the connection between the eyes, the ears, and the heart. So this is the principle that I derived. Whatever you see and hear consistently over time will enter your heart.
Yeah.
Whatever you see and hear consistently over time will enter your heart.
Yeah.
So that's the foundation for the SHIFTS methodology. So the SHIFTS is an acronym for see, hear. The I is for insight. In other words, if you take time to think deeply, like you suggested earlier that we should do, if you take time to think deeply about what works, what doesn't work, how does it work, what am I trying to achieve, who has achieved it, okay, how did they achieve it, oh my God, I've been doing the direct opposite. You're getting insight, you're getting understanding into what works and what doesn't work. You're establishing, you're recognizing patterns, you're recognizing cause and effect connections. That's insight. The F is formulate. The point at which you say, oh my God, I've been doing the wrong thing. Okay, instead of doing that, I'm going to do this. That decision-making process is what my F stands for, the formulate. And then the T stands for transform, when you take action. And then when you repeat that action and you form new habits, that's what my transform is about. And then the S is for succeed. Now, once you found what works, then you do it over and over and over. Then it's no longer just one shift. Then it's many shifts in your life. And I found the principle working across many industries. I saw it working in advertising. What you see and hear repeatedly, that's why they roll the adverts all the time on radio and TV and everywhere on the internet. I saw it makes the media powerful. It makes the entertainment industry powerful with music. The movies, so powerful. So I put all those in the book backed by research. If you really want to change your life, you've got to be intentional about what you are seeing and hearing.
Man, I can't stress that enough to my audience, because, you know, it's like we have choice. You know, you can let the media program you, and they do a great job of that. They do. They have science around what's going to stick in your brain and what's not. They know exactly what to flash on the screen, when to flash it, what music to play with it, what words to speak with it, so that it hooks you in whatever they're selling. Okay. So you can program your mind with that. That's okay. Or, you know, I mean, for me, I just mute all that stuff. I won't watch. I won't put it in my head. But a lot of people, Sam, don't take the time to, first of all, concentrate on what they want.
Right.
And second of all, focus their mind on a consistent basis, consistent, so that they get what they want. I got to take a break. When we come back, I want you to comment on that and tell me how my audience can overcome those, that focus and that repetition, you know, so that they can start to succeed a lot more. We'll be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. The station that makes you feel good.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Kendi Foster, and I'll be right back with my guest. I want to mention that we have a YouTube channel up there that I'd encourage all of you to subscribe to. If you subscribe to the YouTube channel, you will never miss any of our shows. And of course, you'll be able to share the shows with your family and friends and those you care about. So I hope you'll subscribe to our YouTube channel and check us out over there. It's really important that you do that. All right, back with my guest. Okay, let's go back to that question I asked before the break. Okay, concentration. Most people don't, you know, they go from one thing to the next and the next and the next. They don't have to focus their mind. And then even if they do focus it, they don't repeat it over and over again so that they can stay focused. How do we overcome that?
Thank you, Ken. So first, when someone is in a desperate situation, right, they have challenges, maybe they're owing some money, they're under a lot of pressure, it is understandable they want some quick answers, some quick fixes. Now, transformation or change doesn't always work that fast. That's why people try this and try this and try that. And then secondly, we must admit that the average person sees a whole lot more today than we did 10 years ago or 20 years ago. Oh my God. I say that what we see in like 5 days now would probably be equivalent to what we saw in 5 years, some 25 years ago, right? And that is distracting people. We want to take everything in all at once. It doesn't work like that. There's what we call the circle of concern, right? And then there's a circle of control. So you have what we actually have control over, what we can change. And then you have a lot of things that we cannot change. The things we cannot change are a whole lot more than the things we can change. And that's why listening to the news can be really stressful sometimes or distracting. Because most of the things you hear about on the news are things you can do absolutely nothing about. Gratefully, I say the things we have control over are inside us. We can control our thoughts. We can control our emotions. So we need to leverage our ability to see and hear to program ourselves on the inside. So you really need to put a gate right before your eyes and before your ears. You've got to control what goes in there. How can we influence the things, you know, what we think? That's what I have in my shifts book. So I give examples of how I began to write goals on plain sheets of paper and to stick them on the wall in my bedroom.
Yeah.
You know, and to write checks to myself. I cut a check from the check leave. I write a check to myself and stick it on the wall. I print pages from the internet. I stick them on the wall just so that I can give myself what to see every single day. And I also encourage accountability. If you find out you're trying to build discipline in an area, it just absolutely helps you to have one other person who knows about the goals you've set for yourself, and they can ask you how you're doing with your goals.
Well, you know, that takes vulnerability to have somebody to be there for you and share your goals and support you. But I found without vulnerability, most people don't succeed. And, you know, we're talking about slowing down to succeed, slowing down, you know, being the gatekeeper of your mind in a great, much greater way. Set your intention. We're going to talk about intention in a second. Dr. Sam also writes a lot about that in his book. But it's slowing down to succeed and getting clear with being the gatekeeper of your own mind. Because if you're not, nobody else is. And you're just subject to the winds of time and change and everything else that's going on. All right. The book is Shifts. I'm putting it up on the screen right now. You can get Shifts. Sam, where can they get the book, by the way?
It's everywhere. It's on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Walmart, Target, everywhere. Yep.
Everywhere. And, you know, I always ask we're talking some of the pieces that are in the book, but if my audience is looking right now, they go, well, I think that sounds good. He sounds like he knows what he's talking about. And maybe I should get this book. What are they going to walk away with when they get the book, Sam? What are they going to get out of the book?
Thank you, Ken. I'll tell you why I wrote the book. Most transformation efforts in our world fail at the personal, organizational, even national level. In other words, when we started this year, people had New Year resolutions. And then within a few weeks, most of the resolutions, you know, had fizzled away. Because, right, most transformation efforts fail. And I address why they fail, right? The program that is, you have the conscious mind, you have the subconscious mind, which we call the heart. We call whatever goes in there. Okay, so whatever has been on your mind and has become routinous, the conscious mind pushes it down to the subconscious so that the conscious mind can focus on fresh problems. Well, when something goes into that subconscious level, it just takes on a life of its own, puts your life on autopilot. It helps you to think without you thinking. It becomes second nature, we call it. Now, it overrides those new goals, those new ideas you're bringing, except those new goals are in alignment with the programming that is there already. So the Shifts methodology actually gives each person the tool to program themselves. Now, like Ken said earlier on, whether you're conscious of it or not, whoever is creating the movies, creating the music, creating the TV programs, they have the intention to program you. That's their job, right? Whoever is crafting those advertorials for products and services, they want to program you to buy what they have to sell. Yeah. So you've got to be intentional. So in this book, I give the tools to the individual. You can actually get a vision for your life and set the direction for your life by controlling what you see and hear consistently every single day. And then I have a chapter on professional shifts. You can actually apply the principles to your team. So if you're a leader in a team, in an organization, I have applied these principles to my teams. So I'm intentional about what they see and hear consistently. And it's helped me to build massive organizations. And then in the last chapter, I apply the methodology to nations, whole nations, because right now leadership at the national level is affecting all our lives, creating big shifts and disruptions everywhere. And I'm saying to people, it's not enough for you to be able to win an election, not enough for you to have technical skills. You may be a powerful economist. The leadership part is very important. And I show how with the educational system, with the media and other institutions, you can actually move your nation in the right direction.
Well, I sure like that because, you know, there's a lot of people right now that are in leadership positions. And I think you make a good point about, you know, after shifting mindsets. If you're a leader out there, whether you're a leader of your family, you're a leader of a community, you're a leader of a business, and you are a person that has a critical mind. Most people in America were taught to think critically. And if your mind is a critical thinker and you're looking at everything that's wrong with something, okay, whether it be a part on an airplane or whether it be the person that you're leading, and you're judging that, okay, that person, the color of their skin, the creed, you know, the color creed, their height, you know, what they look like. That's a challenge too. I want to talk about that. I got to take a quick break. But when we come back, let's talk about how that impacts leadership and what people can actually do to shift that. We'll be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Kendi Foster. I'm speaking with Dr. Sam Adeyemi, and we're talking about his new book, Shifts, and what it means to you. You know, if you're on this show today and you're a person that really wants to grow, you really want to change, you looked at your life, you go, you know, I've got extra stress. I've got relationships that maybe aren't working. I want to grow. I want to be a leader in a greater way. I want to have more joy, happiness, and peace in my life, and I'm not sure what to do. I'm giving you the solution right here. Dr. Sam has a book out, and you can start to really take a deep dive into that book. This is one of these books you don't read one time, by the way. This is a book you can read several times over and over again to get more and more understanding of the principles that he's been talking about, because he didn't learn these principles in 5 minutes. I guarantee that. You learn them over time. All right, let's talk about this judgment thing that goes on in the world. You know, I'm on the left, I'm on the right, I'm, you know, I'm this color, you're that color, I go to church, you go to that church, you know, this is my belief, this is your belief, and everybody's, you know, it's chaos, but I want coherence in the world. How do we get there and get rid of this stuff, especially in leaders?
Well, thank you, Ken. One word that we usually don't hear in the boardroom these days, and it's the word love. And we've got to bring that word back. Of course, when you say love, people think of romantic love. And I say, okay, I am a follower of Jesus Christ. And when I read about his love for mankind, it's not the romantic type. It's the type that places so much value on the other person that it lays down, it sacrifices itself, right? To make life better for the other person, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I think that's love at the highest level, recognizing value in another person and celebrating that value. When you really see the human as the most valuable asset on our planet, you will also see gaps. You will recognize where they should be. They should get the highest treatment. And then you'll see where they are and you want to bridge that gap. And I think that's what leaders want to do. We want to bring improvement into people's lives. We want to help people to discover their potential and to realize and maximize their potential. So real, true leadership is actually focused on the other person. If we're not careful, though, we will buy into the concept that being a leader makes you superior to the people you lead. That's creating problems for a lot of leaders. When you say leadership or leader in our world today, a lot of people, their minds just go to the guys at the top in organizations or the guys at the top in government. And I say, no. A position does not really make you a leader. It gives you the opportunity to do the real thing. The real thing is influence, the ability to influence one or more people to achieve goals. Influence is ability to change a person's state, alter their state. And I'm saying the most powerful motive in the world is love. And when you have it, you realize most of the divisions and characterizations we have in our world are artificial. They are man-made. We all are one. We all are the same. Humans are humans. Same value all over this planet. And I read the words of Jesus Christ and he says, look, you've heard that you should love your friends, hate your enemies. He says, no. Love even your enemies. He says, with that, you'll be children of your father. He causes his son to rise both on the just and on the unjust. The people you think are okay and the ones you think are not okay. You've got to make life better for everyone. Honestly, when I see the divisions in our world right now, it breaks my heart. It hurts. Why? Because there's absolutely no point in devaluing another human being just simply because they're different. Different does not mean better. It just means different, right? And I think the world is better if we collaborate than when we compete and we run ourselves down.
Well, you know, I think you bring a really good point up. You know, I've done, I don't know, 500-600 shows now, and I bet you we've talked love in leadership in business maybe 5 times. It's a word that, like you said, conveys, you know, romantic love. But you know what we're talking about? I mean, there's self-love, okay? You know, when we're self-loving, we're not out there beating our own chest and, you know, trying to be better than others. And we're putting in, you know, in our minds, healthy thoughts. We're putting in our body, healthy foods. We're exercising because we know that's how we take care of our bodies. We're being kind, like Sam just said. We're in a place, you know, life is chiefly service. You've heard me say this on the show. He's saying that too. Life is chiefly service. Yeah. And you know, if you're not feeling it, hey man, if you're not feeling good that day, I know what I do. I find somebody else out there to make them feel good. You know, I'll walk to a grocery store and I'll look in, you know, the cashier that's been standing on their feet for several hours, and I'll just walk in and, you know, ask them a question, you know, maybe break their concentration for a second, you know, especially if they're gonna, like a scowl on their face or something, and, you know, try to put a smile on their face. That's love. That's how we do it. And that's how simple it is. And, you know, it's interesting, you know, in the workplace, we have results. You're all about your result driven in the workplace.
Right.
And I have to say that there's nothing that gets better results than when a person is in a loving state, when they're calm, when they're clear, when they're a peaceful place. And then they're speaking to somebody that might be upset. That person that's upset, by the way, will move towards the person that is in a higher state. They will move their presence, their energy into your state if you can stay present. I know Sam knows this, but this is what we're talking about here. This
right.
Shifting our state, shifting our consciousness to a higher state of consciousness. And that's what we lead from. You know, nobody does it perfect, right, Sam? But that's ideally where we want to go.
Absolutely, Ken. Thank you. That's it. That's where we want to go. We want to share love. We want to share hope. We want to share joy. And we want each person to be in the best state that they could be in. And we want to prioritize. You know, something happened right after COVID. We had the Great Resignation. You had a lot of people who left their jobs. And I think it's partly because COVID revealed the values of a lot of leaders. It revealed where the leader valued money over human life, where they valued power over human life. People could see clearly, oh my God, so I'm so indispensable here. So, okay. So now I've got to think for myself. I've got to make decisions for myself. And now I realize they're not thinking for me here. I've got to decide for myself. And people were making decisions, you know, for themselves. And that's why they were leaving a whole lot of those jobs. So I'm saying love is actually indispensable in the leadership equation. We need to put value on human life.
Well, listen, I've got to take another break. When we come back, you know, some leaders get, you know, they get locked up on not being able to make shifts. Okay. You know, they've got habit patterns that have been in their mind for years. And my question when we get back is, you know, how do we break those patterns of habitual? I'd say they're called habitual disempowering patterns so that we can become better leaders. We'll be right back, and Sam will help us with that. All right. Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Candy Foster, and I'm with Dr. Sam Adeyemi, and we're talking about his new book, Ships, which you can get on Amazon or anywhere great books are shared. In fact, we'll put that book back up on the screen so everybody can see it. And make sure you go, my listening audience, it's Shifts, S-H-I-F-T-S. That's the name of the book. Just go to Amazon and put in S-H-I-F-T-S if you want to get that book. It's an amazing book. All right, Sam. So what say to you, you know, what I just shared with you before the break?
Thank you, Ken. So habits do not exist in a vacuum, right? So, and you can kill a habit. It's not enough to say, I'm not going to do this anymore. You have to say, instead of doing this, I'm going to do that. So actually, how to form your habit, that's exactly what the shift methodology is about. So the first thing is you've got to be clear about the new you. You've got to have a clear vision about the new you, right? And then next, you've got to get visual representations of the new you. So it's either you're going to print a picture or save a picture on on your screen, on the phone. You've got to have things you're seeing every single day. Or some people actually use a vision board, right? So you've got to see something new. You've got to get books that you're going to read or material online that you're going to read. You've got to have things you're going to listen to, possibly this Voice of Courage, right? On YouTube, you want to watch over and over and over and over again. That's important. Or some audiobooks you're going to listen to over and over. You want to get a mentor, right? You want to get a mentor, somebody who's already achieved what you're trying to achieve and who would guide you into doing the same thing. But you've got to start from there, what you see and hear consistently. Yeah. And then start with what James Clear calls micro habits. In his book, The Atomic Habits, right? So you start small. The most important thing is not the size of what you're doing, it's the consistency. And Ken was saying that earlier on, the consistency. You want to be sure you're doing the same thing for the next 30 days. One new thing that is going to move your life forward, maybe reading for 30 minutes a day, it may be writing at 5 a.m. in the morning or 6 a.m. in the morning, every single day, there's got to be something that you're going to do consistently that is going to move your life forward. Now, let me add that for successful people, people that are doing well already, there's a big issue about making shifts. Success actually dulls your senses because we humans love stability. So when things are working right for us, we're just hoping things will just stay stable the way they are. But things never stay stable. Change comes and it's going to overtake you. So sometimes you literally have to kill your own current level of success to be able to move to the next one. For example, you will have to delegate most of the things you're doing right now. Identify the things that are giving you your best results, like Ken does every night, right? There's a Pareto principle. 20% of what you're doing gives you 80% of your results. Can you identify the 20% that gives you most of your results? Can you delegate the other 80% or even kill them sometimes? And then take the 20% and do that 5 times over. That would be 80% of your results multiplied times 5. That's 400%. That's how you make big shifts. And I've made that several times over. It's not easy. It's not as easy as we're saying it. Because it can be emotionally hard for you to let go 80% of your clients, for you to stop doing 80% of the things you're doing right. So for those of us that are successful already, I'm just saying sometimes you may be trapped by your success because you've not developed the courage to let go of your old level.
You know, there's something, as a triathlete, there's something I had to learn, right? You got to feel the pain to make the change, baby. You got to feel the pain, okay? And that's where we get outside of our comfort zone. And, you know, I don't care if you want to lose weight or you want to go build muscle or you want to build a business. If it, you're going to feel it, you know, mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually. But that's how we grow. That's how we get stronger. That's how, when we say move mountain, the mountain moves, because we've developed our willpower. We've developed our consistency. We've developed our passion and our purpose and our vision to a point where we can overcome things that we could never overcome before. All of us are learning how to do that, you know, and some people are better than others, but, you know, we never compare ourselves to anybody else. We compare ourselves to the success we had today with yesterday and the day before and, you know, where you want to go tomorrow. That's what I know, Sam. All right, listen, we got about 3 minutes before we got to end here. What final thoughts for my audience? Well, let me give them one final thought. Go over to Amazon right now and go get the book Shifts. I encourage you to go do that. Shifts, S-H-I-F-T-S. Great book. You're going to want to get it. My endorsements is in there. So hope you'll take Sam up on that. All right, final thoughts, Sam. We got a little minute or so.
Thank you, Ken. I'd just like to say, I really, really tried to make the book as practical as possible. So in each chapter, you have loads and loads of stories in there that you'll be able to relate to my stories, other people's stories. And then you will have the application, you will have the exercise, and then you have what I call stumbling blocks. What could actually stop you from applying the things in the chapter? And then I end with chapter takeaways. So it's actually for application. That's my objective. So you'll find the book really, really helpful. Thank you, Ken.
Well, it is a helpful book. And you know, I bring on guests like you, Sam, because you have figured it out. You know, you have put it in writing and you have left a trail for other amazing souls to follow. So just like Robert Schuller did in your day, where you could follow his trail, now people can follow your trail and they can step up and upshift. And I think one of the most important things you said on the show was that we are all one. We're all connected. We are all one. And I'll just plus that we're all one and we're all growing. We're learning, we're evolving. And when we can realize the oneness in that, everything gets better for everybody. You know, when I shift, it helps you shift, Sam. When you shift, it helps me shift, and we can all shift up together. So again, thank you so much for being here. I appreciate having you.
Thank you so much, Ken. It's been fun.
It has been fun. I like our laughter, man. It's a great show. And I want to thank all of you for being part of this show. Yeah, this show is for you. You know, this show can be your weekly coach. You tune into this show if you want some uplifting advice and some wisdom and some courage. That's what the show is all about. We hope that you will subscribe to our YouTube channel over there. Just go to youtube.com/TheCourageNetwork, youtube.com/TheCourageNetwork. You can subscribe there and get all of our shows. I hope you'll do that. Tell your family and friends about this show, because this show changes lives. From my heart to yours, keep on seeing the unseeable, knowing the unknowable, and doing the impossible. Take care.